Live here at Nimsy Insights. My name is Tucker Johnson, and I have a very special guest today, Mr. John Flannery, because he is going to be joining me in today's pop-up live session. And for those of you that haven't caught one before, we've been doing these pop-up sessions. You never know when they're going to come. You never know who's going to show up. And that's part of the fun of it. So if you are interested in joining us in the comments or interested in joining us on stage, make sure that you're liking, subscribing, and hitting that notification icon on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We're going live on Instagram today, too, for the very first time. And, of course, the Nimsy Insights YouTube channel. So welcome, welcome. John, this is the first time, we were just talking 5 minutes ago when we were getting set up here. This is the first time that you and I have actually spoken, though I feel like I've known you for a very long time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your history and what you do.
Tucker, thank you. A pleasure to virtually meet you. Hard to believe we haven't met. And I've worked with your partner, Renato Beninato, for 20 years. Renato actually hired me at Berlitz 21 years ago.
I'm sorry.
And for the past 16 years, we've been working in the language services industry, helping them to improve their sales results. And that's how I got to you. I've been working with your team for a year and a half. We met in November of 2019. We met face to face. We shook hands. We hugged Tucker. All those things.
What we met? We met. I totally don't remember that. What was what? No, what no, was no. The color of the beverage in my hand at the time?
we did not meet. I met your team. Renato brought Nika, Joseph, and the team to San Jose right before, I believe it was Loke World, and we did a sales process workshop for Nimsy because Renato has embraced this. So, no, I didn't meet you. I think you came to the conference. I'm not sure. I didn't go to the conference. But we worked with a couple companies in the language services, translation, localization industry. And that would have been 14 years of working together. So 2 more years. I've been in your industry working with companies since 2000 and in sales for 34 years. And a pleasure to join you live. My first live stream, too.
Nice. Nice. I like taking people on their first live stream adventures. And just a quick background on why we're going live today, because next week we are having a workshop that there's still seats available. Aren't there, John?
There are seats. There's a few seats available. We have a workshop next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's virtual for the translation and localization industry companies. This is the 7th one that we've done through Nimsy, starting with the one back in San Jose. And they're always great sessions. Working with your team is fantastic, Tucker, because you bring the practical application and the use, and we bring sales process and methodology to organizations to help increase their revenue.
And how does that work? And this isn't a setup question. Like, I'm honestly curious because I've never been able to join one of your workshops. Every time you hold one of these workshops with my team, you always ping me on LinkedIn afterwards and say, when are you going to join? When are you going to join? And don't you know what? Next week, I'm traveling to Southern California and I'm giving my own workshop. So I won't be able to join you this time. But what does that collaboration look like between what you do and what the Nimsy team does? Like, what roles do they play there?
Yes. Well, if you're coming to San Diego, please look me up because that's where I'm based in Southern California. And what we've been doing with your team for almost 2 years now is working within your customer base to bring sales process into their organizations to help them to meet their objectives. The focus is on the customer. So we're working with your customers, you're being our partner, working with your customers to help understand what their objectives are, but really it's the focus on their customers. So it's the Nimsy customer focusing on the individuals in the language services industry. What Nimsy brings, what you bring, is the technical expertise, the acumen, the language experience for, you know, how many decades throughout that team with Renato, Joseph, and the crew, Inga, Ali, all of the sellers that you have on your team. They come in and they actually coach through the workshop, through the 3-session virtual program. They're coaching along as I'm instructing. and we're helping your customers to go through to develop a repeatable process to generate revenue. So it's a three-session program. NIMSE brings the coaching and the focus. They've helped us to build this to deliver to you from my team, and of course in a virtual format where previously we were face-to-face.
Yeah, yeah. So it's two-hour sessions over the course of 3 days?
It's there are four-hour sessions the course of 3 days.
I like that.
So 12 total hours. Yeah. It's not just instruction. It's interactive dialogue. Mm-hmm. It's practice of the conversations that individuals in customer-facing roles are having, whether that's sales, marketing, project managers, technical support, whoever it is in your customers' organizations, the conversations that they're having with customers and prospects. So it's a very practical approach that we use over those three sessions.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Well, I brought some visual aids to the classroom today that I thought you could walk me through. And I don't think you can actually see my screen, but I hope that you're familiar with this graphic. It's the Drive Revenue graphic. And I know this is a big part of, you know, a big central part of the trainings that you do, the circle.
Sure.
And the around the corner here, for those of you perhaps that don't have your screen open or just listening, we have a green. We have three items. We have management coaching and reinforcement. The blue arrow,
yes,
in case you can't see it, sales product or process definition. And this
yes,
gray arrow down here, sales team training. I'd like to, if you don't mind, let's talk about each one of these. And which, where do you usually start in your training?
Yeah, so there's three legs to that stool. It's interactive. The circle continuously connects. So there's three things that we help your customers to do so they have improved success with their customers and prospects. And the first thing that we do is we help them to refine their sales process. Now, some of the customers that we work with do have sales process, some do not. And Renato says that we bring methodology to them. Well, we do. And methodology is simply is the way you do something, but process is how you use it. When I say you, Tucker, I'm talking about your customers. So how would they use the methodology that we bring and turn it into their sales process? So we help to refine what that looks like, whether it's localization, translation, interpretation, technical services that they are selling. How do they take that methodology and turn it into their process? So that's the first thing that we do with them is to define, or like I prefer to say, is refine that. What are the steps from lead to revenue? So that's the first part of that circle.
Okay.
If you had any questions or comments on that.
I'm liking the part about, I'm liking how many times you've used the words process, because I am a huge process guy. And one thing that I do a lot of work with ops teams and project managers and, you know, more your product side rather than the sales side. And one thing that I say all the frickin' time is sales is not magic. Sales is a process. And that seems to get good results. That gets the response that I want when I'm talking to project managers, because PMs are my people. I speak their language, right? And being able to put it into a process like this, like what we see on screen here, demystifies it and takes the magic, the voodoo out of the sales cycle and turns it into a process. And a process, I can learn, I can get trained on a process, and it doesn't have to be scary to me anymore. So,
well, yeah, and you focus with PMs, project managers, and what I will say when we come on to the workshops in your industry, I'll say, why do you use a process when it comes to project management? And people will say, so you get good outcomes, so you repeat what's working. So you eliminate pieces that aren't working. So you're efficient. So you're cost effective. And then with those answers, Tucker, that you helped to focus on project manager, I say, okay, now plug in sales. Why do we use a sales process? And the answers are the same. So that I understand where success is. So that I eliminate mistakes. So that I'm more efficient. So that I'm cost conscious as I go through. So the parallel is there. Whether it's medical device, whether it's technical services, whether it's manufacturing, the different organizations we've worked with, process applies. And in the absence of process, we have chaos. And there's a lot of that sales.
Yeah, I was going to
say, there's a lot of that sales.
There's a lot of chaos in life. I don't want to say, I have to be very careful what I say about salespeople because I am a process guy. And I it is never my intention to say anything derogatory towards sales. I love sales. And if you're a product guy or project management guy or gal out there, you shouldn't be afraid of sales, and you shouldn't, you know, you should respect sales too, because without sales, we don't have a job. We don't have a job. And, you know, I've got my own circular diagram around here somewhere. You've seen the general theory of the translation company. I love circular diagrams. That's why I love this one right here. And, you know, that in that we talk about sales as being one of the three core functions of the language service provider, along with project management and vendor management. And that is, it's very relevant, it's very pertinent, because with the thesis of the book is that the value is added only through the three core processes of the LSP, which are project management, vendor management, and sales. Value is not added by translation. Value is not added by localization, testing. Value is not added by quality. Value is added through these three core functions. And one of the things about the three core functions is that they are functions. They are not roles. They are not job descriptions. So there are plenty of project managers out there who are carrying out the sales core function every single day. There are plenty of salespeople out there that are project managing projects every single day. Even though their job title is salesperson, doesn't mean that they're not doing it. So, yeah, I mean, even if you're a PM, if you're talking to the clients, if you've ever had a phone call with the client, you're doing the sales core function. I hate to break it to you.
You are. And I like what you say about the sales, the vendor management, and the project management as the core in your business. And the sales process workshop can help with connections to each of those pieces. Sales, of course, we just talked about different ways it can in sales. In vendor management, it certainly can apply, because at some point you're going to have a conversation with the vendors that you're doing work with about the services that they bring and the pricing. So there'll be a negotiation there. And then for sure in project management, when does the project manager get to know about what's important to the customer or maybe even the prospect? And with the sales process that we'll teach to your customers, we're providing information to all of the individuals that will help you to win and then to produce the business. Because how many times does a salesperson have to repeat to the different team members, project management, technical support, customer service, the output of sales process will give those people information when we win a project, where the customer's coming from, what they're hoping to accomplish.
Nice, very nice. And for those of you watching the live stream, and John, you probably can't see it, but I'm running an occasional sizzle reel here with information, more information about your workshop. There's a date on there that's wrong. Don't look at it. It's not on November. It's next week. So if you're watching this right now, let's just take a quick break, and I want to show people how they can sign up for that if they want.
Sure.
In case anyone's popping in and out of the live stream, because that's how these usually tend to go. Let me see if I have my button's all set here. I probably should have let you talk before I decided to do this. Let's, you know, why don't I get that all set up? I get that all set up, and let's move on to the second point. I think we're on point number two, right?
Yeah, so the first part is where we help to define or refine what sales process would look like for your organization, the industries you play in, and the customers or prospects therein. The second thing that we're doing is we're working on the skills. What are the conversations that individuals in customer-facing roles, sales, marketing, project managers, technical support, have to have with customers as we go through opportunity development?
Okay.
So what we've done with NIMSI is we've built out tools. So your team, Renato, and your team has helped us to build out the tools to go through each step of the sales process from lead to revenue, or as some would say, from hello to PO or purchase order. What are those steps as we go through? The tools are built out through NIMSY, has helped us to build these tools. Then we practice those conversations. That's the skill development, Tucker. And that's where we get a great lift. And the conversations being held as we go through, I'd say it's the tactical execution, which is a fancy word to say one conversation at a time. Yeah. How do we have effective conversations with customers and prospects? And we go through that in the workshop. And the NIMSY
so
team
there's role playing.
Coaches,
are you saying there's role playing in the workshop?
Yes.
All right. That's why I've always avoided role playing exercises my entire career. So
we put a fancy term. We call it skill development exercise. It's a role play. And okay. Who likes to role play? And I'll say that on the workshop. Raise your hand if you like to role play.
Yeah.
And nobody raises their hand.
Exactly.
How do you get better?
Yeah.
How do you get
practice.
Better?
You practice.
How did you ride a bike to learn to ride? You didn't watch a YouTube video to learn how to ride a bike. You practiced. So we practiced the conversations. And the NIMSY coaches have been through this. Joseph's been through it 5 times. We practice the conversations that you will have with customers. And are you uncomfortable practicing? Good. Because that's where you're learning.
Good.
So let's walk through. And we're not saying that everybody who attends needs to practice every conversation, but let's focus on the ones that you do, from introducing yourself all the way to negotiation, with the most important conversation being discovery, when you find out what's important to your customer, how they're doing it today, and the value that you can bring to them. You as the customer speaking to your customer, the customer's coming from NIMSY to us for the workshop, what's important to their customers and their prospects. So we'll go through those conversations, Tucker. The NIMSY people are the coaches to help navigate through that. And that's where the learning really comes together.
Nice. Very cool. Let's go over to this. I found my button. I probably lost it again now because I am doing everything at once here. I'm going to turn off the... This is what happens when I don't program my stuff in time. Subscriber comments. Let's take a look at the comments. Any comments? Nope. Hey, if you guys have questions and you're watching this live stream, go ahead and leave those comments down in the comments. Leave those questions on the comments. Bam. There we go. All right. So for those of you that are watching, if this recorded session will be live or not live, this recorded session will live on NIMSY's YouTube channel, LinkedIn, all of that stuff. So if you're watching that and wondering how you can sign up for this, it's super easy. Just head on over to NIMSY Insights LinkedIn page right here, and it's going to be one of the top posts. We have another workshop, by the way, which is coming up this week. It's not a workshop. It's part of a buyer persona series that NIMSY is doing, which is a really cool concept. It's a really interesting concept where we're taking people from the client side with client side experience and hosting essentially Ask Me Anythings, AMAs. People from the vendor side get to come and actually have a conversation with someone from the client side and understand what are the actual challenges, what keeps them up at night, all of those things. So go check that out. The next one that we have is with David Chavez Rodriguez, and he's the senior customer training specialist at HubSpot. So if you like what they're doing, over on the HubSpot localization team, like, come ask, sign up for that AMA. It's going to be a cool thing. But sorry, I got distracted. I saw something shiny, Global Saki. Go to Global Saki 2. If you're not familiar with that conference, that's not a NIMSY thing, but we are big supporters of it. And right down here.
Tucker.
Yes.
On that persona workshop that you do, one of our shared customers said to me how helpful it was to go through that with NIMSY on the persona and the profile building. And the connections that there were to the sales process workshop. So they've been able to combine the two to help their targeting and new business development efforts.
Yeah, and that's kind of the goal, like what we're doing over here. I don't want to turn this into a NIMSY promo, but it's kind of the goal, is because we got our hands in so many different cookie jars. We're doing the e-learnings, we're doing workshops, we're doing these, Ask a Client series, we're doing the Flannery Sales System workshop, which is... this is like the third, fourth, fifth time that we've done it in one of our most high demand workshops. Next week, you're hosting that. And one of the biggest challenges about that is actually being able to make sure that there's a level of consistency throughout all of this stuff.
Yes.
I think we do a pretty good job here at
NIMSY.
I think we do a pretty good
job.
Nika
and team are doing a great job pulling together NIMSY Learning, the full suite of offerings. She gave me an overview, a conversation, how to pull that string, through for your customers. And that's just the one piece you mentioned, the persona piece with the sales process workshop. There's a clear connection there, and we'll continue to touch into the other pieces that you do. I'd be interested to learn more about your project management next week, Tucker.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
Please but do.
So now that you guys are all over on the NIMSY LinkedIn page, you're all signed up for his workshop. I think it costs some money. How much money are we?
There's three different tiers in there. It's $2,500 US to sign up if you're not a NIMSY partner or part of an association, and you see the different associations that are down there.
Oh, nice.
And then the least expensive tier is the third tier, where you are a NIMSY partner. There's a 25% discount, or $1,850 US to join for the 3-day program.
Very nice. Very nice. And I'll just pull it up here. All of the information is also available at NIMSY.com. So I want to get back to the good stuff, though. Let's get back to the adding value here to our audience. I'm bringing back up the drive revenue graphic here. So I think we've made it
terrific.
What have we made it through
part
so far?
Three.
Where did we leave off? Part three, sale.
Yeah, part three.
Yes.
So we talked about the refinement. We talked about refining the steps from lead to revenue. We talked about skill development, tools and skills that we use. And then the third part, and I'll say this to the attendees.
Before we go into that, can I just ask you a quick question? Because I was thinking of it when you were talking about the skills and the tools earlier. What are some skills/tools? Because you have a lot of experience specifically for the language services industry, which is a really niche industry. And you kind of have one foot in the industry and one foot out, which I think is a really great place to be, because you're able to bring in new ideas and new concepts from outside the industry. But at the same time, you know enough to be familiar with the specific challenges that we face in the language services industry every single day. So what are some skills or tools that may be required for the language services industry that perhaps aren't with all of your other clients that you work with outside of the industry?
Yeah, and interesting you mentioned that, because one of the reasons Renato hired me at Berlitz is because I was from outside the industry.
Yep.
That I brought something new to the industry. And the main thing that we focused on at Berlitz with great success was new business development. Going and finding new customers, which is the hardest thing a salesperson's asked to do.
Talking to some people internally about that. Yes.
Yeah. And the skill that gets all the excitement and attention in sales is negotiating and closing.
Yeah.
Because that's where we get paid. But the hardest focus is in the beginning, is filling the top of the pipeline. So we talk about how to do that, ways to do that. I was on a coaching call with a customer in Italy who went to the workshop back in November to refine their targeted approach to how they're finding new business. As it pertains to me not having the depth of industry experience, that's where the partnership with your company comes in so specifically and so importantly, Tucker, you and Renato and Joseph, you do have that experience. And the tools that we build with you go into early opportunity development, the discovery phase, where we're really focused on making sure that you as a salesperson understand what's important to your customer before you start talking about the solution. And that's something I can't underestimate the importance of, because many sellers or people, owners, founders, different people who come to the workshop are excited to tell the prospect about what they do. And they talk too much about themselves. And that's where with NIMSY, we've been able to build out this discovery map tool to help guide the conversation. It's not a script. You know, and we say the word role play,
Oh,
it
I like
pushes people
scripts.
back.
I like scripts more than I like role play. So
Okay. Well,
scripts are easy.
we try and turn the script into a conversation guide, because I'm not going to
Yeah.
encourage you to sit and read,
I
"Hello,
know, I
Tucker, it's
know.
good."
Yeah,
So it's a
exactly.
guided
You take the
conversation.
script and then you make it better, right? You add your own flair because using a script goes against everything, every principle that you are now preaching, which is taking time to understand the customer's needs. And if you're using one script for all your customers, apparently you are not taking the time to understand your customer's needs because not all your customers have the same problems, right?
Correct.
So I'm just being a smartass about the script.
Understood. And
Continue until
that's,
I
you know,
interrupt you again.
you asked the question about what can we bring specifically, you know, to the people who come to the workshop. And I do want to talk about the third leg of the wheel here,
Let's do it.
is specifics into the industries that your customers call into. And that's where Renato, Joseph, Inga, the sellers who are on the front line for your team have come in and helped us to build out those tools. And then in the workshop itself, we ask the attendees to bring a live opportunity with them. It's not just concept and theory. Bring a live opportunity with you. You don't have to tell the name because it could be competitive or you want to be confidential. And then we work on that in the session.
Okay.
That's where the coaching begins.
And
That's
how does
where
that
we're drifting
work?
towards that.
Let me
Well,
be like the audience surrogate here and express a common concern that I hear, which is that if I bring a live opportunity, if I start talking about my internal stuff, then there's a potential that I'm going to be sitting in the same workshop as people from other LSPs, people from my competitors. Talk about that a little bit. Like, is that
Yeah.
something people need to be
So
concerned about? And
no,
if not, then why not?
because we won't at the group level ever talk about a specific account name. And when you do have the time to take a look at the opportunity you brought to the workshop, you're going into a separate breakout room with a coach. So there doesn't need to be any name used at all. What we do want to talk about are the titles of key players. Not the names of key players, the titles of key players, what their business objectives are, what their challenges are, and how you can help them. Names will not be used. When we do private workshops, Tucker, like when we work with NIMSY, when we work with you in San Jose,
Yeah, I was
we
gonna
had a
say,
team of six people.
yeah.
We could use the names, but we would not do that in a shared workshop.
And that's just something worth calling out that John here trains NIMSY salespeople as well, right? So this isn't like, hey, we're selling John and marking him up and everyone go to his workshop. No, like we eat our own dog food here at NIMSY. And not only has John trained our sales team and spent a lot of time working with our sales team, but like some the principles that he discusses, because I've reviewed the material, right? Even if I haven't been in your workshop, I've reviewed it. And the principles that you discuss are just the solid, no-nonsense, process-driven, result-driven, solution-driven, I should say, type of principles that we like to develop here at NIMSY. So I don't know where I was going with that. I just didn't
Well,
know if that was
and it
clear to
ties
people that were
in.
watching.
We do. We continue to. And I'm on the phone with Joseph. Marek recently got a great win of an opportunity that he is working on. And he just came through the workshop last year, because I think he's been with you less than a year. And in a coaching opportunity, he and Joseph I on a call. And this is the third leg of the stool, of the circle, that attendees will be able to take benefit from, is the management coaching and reinforcement. Because we refine the process, we practice skills and tools, but then I'll say to attendees, training
Sorry.
doesn't drive results. And they're thinking, why would you say that in a sales training workshop? What works is when you leave the session, how you use the concepts and tools, which is why we ask you to bring a live opportunity.
So
So
you
when
see,
we first work,
and forgive me because I was loading something up here and there was a loud noise. Sorry for people that were watching. But what doesn't bring results? You said?
training doesn't bring results.
Training doesn't bring results. Okay, that's what I thought you
No,
said. But hey, aren't you a
I
trainer?
did. I am a sales trainer. And if you don't use the third part of the wheel there, management, coaching, and reinforcement, you're most likely not going to get results.
Yep.
You have to continually reinforce what we do in the training. The training is the delivery vehicle where we provide you with the know-how, the process, the skills, the tools, the manual. You'll get templates so you can turn this into yours. We'll give them to you as part of your admission. But then what we do is we coach. We coach in the workshop, and then we provide coaching when you leave the workshop. And I know for people who are watching and here have been through, I've been on sales coaching calls with them post-workshop. And that's where the learning happens. That's where the training turned into usage gets the results. And I have customers. There's a video on here at the bottom of the login page from the CEO and the sales director of an organization who talked about specifically how they could take what we did in the session and put it right to use. That's how you get the results.
That's awesome. You say there's a video on the on your page or on our page?
No, on yours. On the bottom of your page where it says custom training programs, click on the arrow, the link down there. There's two women in the picture, and hear what they have to say. Because I can tell you how wonderful it is, or the customer can tell you
happening. Yeah, that's actually what I was just pulling up here, because I just realized, you know, for those of you that are just joining, we started off by saying, like, this is the first time I've ever met John, although I feel like I've known him for a long time because he's known my business partner for a long time and vice versa. And one thing that I realized was that I think the reason I feel like I've known you a very long time is because I was actually the person that was editing this video for the sales management for LSP leaders.
Okay.
John, you can't see it, but we did a wonderful little compilation video of a bunch of different people who came to Rome. Was this yours? Yeah, this was yours, right?
Yes, it was last February 2020.
So if you heard another one in Rome, I might go back with you. Yeah, airplanes.
I'm ready to go right now, Tucker. I'll meet you at the airport.
I know. I am actually getting on an airplane next week, and I need to go get tested and all of that stuff. It's still not easy, but it is possible to get out there if you really want to get out there. But
so, yes, we did that session in Rome with NIMSI, with the customer, applying the specifics of what we talked about, sales process refinement, tools and skills to help through each of the steps in the process, and then the management, coaching, and reinforcement. I've been doing this with Renato for 21 years. He says apparently my jokes get funnier over the years. Just as a side,
yeah, hopefully his memory is getting worse over the years, so he just doesn't remember the last five times you told the same jokes, right? I not only have heard all of Renato's jokes before, I have literally written Renato's jokes before because we wrote that book together. And yeah, so every time he goes into a story, I just check out. My eyes glaze over. For those of you on screen, hey, Diego, I need to figure out a way where I can show you this video too. But we got in the background playing here a bunch of people talking about the fun time that they had over in Rome with John Flannery and the NIMSI sales team, learning about sales process for LSP leaders.
We did. And just to let the folks know who are thinking about joining us next week, we have interactive dialogue. We have people within your industry who are sharing their experiences going through. And we have a lot of fun. We really do. We have an enjoyable time. We have some difficult conversations because not all pieces of sales are pleasant. Some of it's very hard and heavy lifting. But we also have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And well, I think from the standpoint of the results that we get and the evaluations that the attendees send us, you know, we continue to do this for a reason. It's successful.
Well, good. And, you know, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. Do we have more stuff? But I want to go through everything on this ball on your diagram here. But I think we got all the way around the circle, didn't we?
We did. We did it together, Tucker. We navigated through working through this live stream. I appreciate the opportunity to jump on here with you. It's a real pleasure. I welcome anybody who's listening. If they have a question or a comment, I'm happy to give my contact information. It's still 10 a.m. here on the West Coast of America. So we still have a couple of spots left for next week.
And I'm just going to pop up. I'm popping up your Twitter handle in the top corner here, in the top left corner. So if you're watching, I know John's active over on Twitter, so send him a DM. Reach out at info@driverevenue.com, I want to say. Drive-revenue.com.
Let's just make it John. Let's go straight to me. John@drive-revenue.com.
John@drive-revenue.com. Or I can stop being lazy and you can just write to NIMSY, info@NIMSY.com. And we've got a team of sales professionals who will help field that request and make sure that it gets to where it needs to go. So a last plug here for the workshop, which is not on November 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is an old video reel. It is coming up next week here in March. And there are still spots available as of right now. It's going to be very educational. There's some stuff that will be a refresher for you, surely. There's some stuff that you will learn new, but mostly it's going to be fun and enjoyable, because that's what helps us to retain the trainings when they're an enjoyable process and we can actually remember those. So without I need
Tucker,
to
yeah just one quick second, there's a question.
Do we have comments
from the LinkedIn feed? Molly from our marketing team just sent me a question. Should I read it from the LinkedIn feed?
Yes, do, because the LinkedIn feed has not been syncing. I'm pulling up the comments on screen right now, and the LinkedIn feed has not been syncing for some reason to the live stream. So please go ahead.
Yeah. So Paul Barlow writes, thank you, Melanie, for sending this. His question is, where does hiring the right type of people for the sales team fit into the cycle, in my opinion? And my opinion is, Paul, it depends what you're hoping to accomplish. Mm. If you're looking to get new business, you're looking for a hunter. So we should be focusing on the front end of the sales cycle, the most difficult thing salespeople are asked to do, proactive new business development. If you're looking for somebody who's going to manage a pool of accounts that you already have in the door, you're looking for a farmer. So we're going to hire a different profile. Very few sellers can do both well. In my experience, very few can do both well, hunt and farm. So depending on the discipline that you're looking to accomplish with your sales results, that's how you would profile the hiring of that person and then apply different steps of your sales process to help them to succeed. If you want to send me an email, Paul, I'll be happy to reply to you in writing or have a chat on how that would apply for your team.
Yeah, yeah. What are some, that gives me a question. If you don't mind, if you need to go, John, just you let me know.
I'm good.
I'll be respectful of your time. But I have a question too. So hunters and farmers, well, I have two questions. First of all, we talked about this a little bit already in a different context, but what is the importance when hiring a salesperson for the language services industry? What is the importance of them coming with relevant industry experience, i.e. they've been a salesperson in the loc industry selling to your target customers? Like, how important is that versus just having general sales skills and hiring people from outside the industry? What are the pros and cons? And we could probably talk for an hour just about this.
Yeah. And I'm sure Renato would have many direct anecdotes on this. Depending on the size of the team that you're hiring this person into will require that they have more or less specific experience in your industry. And here's what I mean by that. If you have individuals on your existing team who can provide insight into your services, your technical ability, your engineering, your acumen in any space, the seller may not need to have as deep of experience in that capacity. Maybe they can just go out and identify and pre-qualify opportunities, and then you have somebody on your team who can speak to that. If you're a smaller organization where you don't have somebody who can fill that function for you, you're going to have to hire a seller who can handle all of that, who can handle all of that discovery piece. So I don't like the answer that it depends, but it does. It depends on what else you can provide as an organization as that seller identifies and qualifies opportunity. When they go into the development role, do you need them to fill in that piece to get it up to the point where they're ready to close, or do you have others on the team who can help with that functionality?
Excellent. Excellent. And I just realized we have 21 comments on LinkedIn. So I apologize, guys, that these the comments aren't syncing to the live stream right now, but I'm just going to go through here the old-fashioned way and take a look.
Let's take some. Take some into those individuals we don't get to. Again, you can reach me directly, john@drive-revenue.com, if we don't get to your comment. But I've got time. I had planned for 29 more minutes, Tucker. So.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's turn off all of this bull jive here. How do I turn my comments off? I've got a button for that. There we go. What is this on my screen?
I'm
going to
sit down.
Go ahead and sit down. This is, I should have told you that when I saw you standing at the beginning.
That's all right. I stand during the workshop, so.
All right, so let's go over here to NIMC Live, and wouldn't you know it, if I go to NIMC's LinkedIn page here, at the top of the page, oh, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. I'll need to refresh. That's because I haven't refreshed it since I hit the go live button. But go over here to LinkedIn. And let's take a look. Now watch all of these comments. There's not going to be any questions. Joshua Velasquez, thank you. Michael Werner, okay, well, let's get all of these. Most recent. Why is this? Oh, you know why? Because I'm super zoomed in. Okay, so most recent comments. Load more comments. Awesome. Let's start at the bottom here. We have Michael Werner, let product and PM people become close allies. Yes, yes, Michael Werner. Yes, product and sales people. Oh, he said product and PM people become close allies. Yes, that too. But I will add, and yes, and I will add one more step to that, which is product people and sales people and PM people. So everybody, the trifecta, and even include your supply chain people, project management. Rodrigo Espinosa Carballada. I think everyone with a LOC team has a part to play on sales and its process. In particular, client-facing team members, like as PMs, are key to capture opportunities for upselling and cross-selling on a value-driven process. That is a mouthful. What do you have to say to that, John? I could talk for half an hour just on Rodrigo's comment.
Here's the reality. And what was his first name?
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
Yeah. Project Everybody managers, go follow Rodrigo on LinkedIn. By the way,
project managers will often find out about new sales opportunities before sales will, because they're doing the continual work with your customers. They're interfacing, they're helping them put out fires, they're making things really work. And oftentimes they will find out first about a new opportunity, a product release, a new language, whatever it is, product development. When we worked at Berlitz, Renato and I, everybody went through the program. It was a different methodology. It was a different training at the time, but everybody went through it for that very reason. And I'm not saying everybody is in sales, but other functional roles will find out about opportunities sometimes before sellers will. And all they need to know is how to ask a couple of questions to understand the scope and get that into sales development. So fantastic. Thank you for that reminder.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you, John. Melanie Shuranokosis. That is a great name. Dates for the workshop. Oh, that's your Melanie. Hi,
that's
Melanie.
That's Melanie with my team.
That's Melanie.
March 23, 24, 25, next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We start bright and early on the west coast of America, 7 a.m., which is 3 p.m. in Central Europe, because we have sprung forward. You have not yet. And then just adapt for your time zone. If you're on the East Coast of the States, it's 10 a.m., 2 p.m. in England, so on and so forth.
Very good. Javier Diaz Fernandez Carvajal says, this is a cool talk. Tucker, I'm going to say and John there. Thank you, Javi. I'm going to stop reading nice things that people say about this. If you want me to read your quote, if you want me to read your comment, say something mean about me. I'm a glutton for punishment. No, because criticism is good. Is this recorded, Michael Werner? Yes, this will live on NIMSY's LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And actually, we are looking at, we should be streaming to Instagram right now. We're trying something new. This will be the first time that NIMSY has ever streamed to Instagram. So if you're following NIMSY on Instagram, then you can go watch us there. If you don't, you should, because we post cool pictures. And we are a good-looking team of people, if I don't mind saying so myself. Rodrigo, again, do you include concepts as ideation and design thinking within the within the sales process? I can talk about this for a little bit, but John,
please
because not everyone is a big fan of design thinking. I shouldn't say that. I would say a lot of people haven't heard about design thinking out there. And design thinking is just a great process. And I've done a series of videos on it over on I'm not even going to tell you my YouTube channel because I stopped uploading to it. But design thinking is a step process where it starts with an ideation session, which is basically just a fancy word for brainstorming. But it's a very, 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 very cool way of life is what I call design thinking, that helps you think outside the box, think creatively, and come up with, identify challenges you didn't even know that you wanted to solve and help you to solve them and more. So I highly encourage you guys to research design thinking. I think we have some stuff talking about it over in NIMSY Learning if you want to check that out. Javi, when are you going to do a workshop with you, Tucker, about community building in 2021? Anytime. You've got my number, Javi. Chris, Paul Barlow. Question for John from Paul Barlow, MBA. And he's the chief customer officer from somewhere. Question for John. Where does hiring the right type of people for the sales team fit into the cycle, in your opinion? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Didn't we already answer that one?
We did. That's the first one we covered.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, Paul. And it was a good question back then, too. Michael Werner, thinking outside the box / industry, business development, building up the pipeline. Yep. Joshua popping in to say hi. Thank you, Joshua, again. Miwa Bayerova. Hi, John. Long time no see. Do you know Mila?
Yes.
Miwa.
Hi, Mila.
Miwa. Miwa Bayerova. So awesome. Good to see you, Miwa. For those of you in the comments, maybe that you're seeing this because you follow NIMSY. We have a whole bunch of people that follow NIMSY. Maybe you're saying this because you follow me. Maybe you don't follow John. So I'm going to put his Twitter handle back up on stage here. Go follow John on Twitter. He posts good stuff about sales over there. And make sure to send him a connection request on LinkedIn, too. Josh Velasquez, again, responding to Michael Werner, says, I think so. These recordings are usually available for a few days. You know, and I'm playing with the idea of not making these videos recorded. So far, I've made all of these videos available to live on. But we may not, because a live stream is a very different format than a traditional video. Traditional videos are edited to be concise and add value very quickly. These live streams are more of an amalgamation between webinar, value add, networking. And to Javier's point here, what we're trying to do is build community. That's what we want to do here. And so far it's going good. Javi says, I've learned everything I know from Joseph. Wow, lots of comments. What book? Michael Werner says, what book? And I'm not sure. Were we talking about a book? Were you talking about a book,
John? Not specifically.
I think I might have been talking about my book, which, dear Lord, why do I not have a copy sitting on my desk so I can show people? But you can see it behind me there. It's called The General Theory of the Translation Company. And it's great. I wrote it. You should go buy it. No, it's basically a nice little intro for people. Perhaps you're coming out from outside the industry. Perhaps you just want to learn more about the language services industry. Perhaps you just want to have a new perspective on this industry called localization. And go find it. The General Theory of the Translation Company is available on Amazon in most markets around the world. And Michael Werner says, John, I don't like the phrase, it depends, but it does, like that. Also, from hello to P.O. That's, yes, we were talking about that earlier. All right, I'll just do a quick refresh here to see if anybody else is contributing to the conversation. I'll put it back over here. Sorry, you guys, you couldn't see the comments. There we are. 27 comments. Looks like we've got a few more. We'll just finish up here, then we're going to call it a day. Switch to most recent. Alrighty. All right, refresh. So important. Yes, I'm with you, Michael. John, I don't like, okay. Vendor management as well. Yep, thank you, Michael. I found, as a salesperson, I need good PMs. A for quality management, and B for having their ears closely on a client. Okay, so this is a comment from Michael Werner, and I'll let you respond to this, John. It says, Werner, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, and it's not like Werner. I found, as a salesperson, I need good PMs. A, for quality management, and B, for having their ears closely on the client. Perhaps you can speak to that.
Yeah, that's what we had mentioned before. I think it was Rodrigo's initial comment, Michael Werner. The PM may find out about new opportunities before you do. And they are certainly the ones who are delivering the value that you've created during opportunity development.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I love hearing salespeople say that. Just say that one more time. The PMs are
Project managers deliver the value that sales help to create in the opportunity development.
There we go.
Project managers are the value.
Yeah.
That are delivered. It's not words. It's not files. It's project management. So we can't underestimate their importance. Yes, Michael, you need them. Everybody needs them. It's where the heavy lifting is done. I'm not saying selling is easy. It's not. But you have to have those who deliver consistent. You know, you're as good as your last project, the value that those PMs created, for sure. But the way that you create that value with them is so important. And in early opportunity development, this ties back to the hiring question. You know, how do I hire for the right person? Are you looking to hunt? Are you looking to farm? Do you have the resources internally to describe the capabilities that your organization can bring to your customer? If not, you got to get a salesperson who can do that. But if you have that PM who can help you once an opportunity is identified to describe what they will do, then they deliver that value. That's where you keep happy customers year over year over year, because it's value creation.
Excellent point.
You can use that next week in your project management session, Tucker.
I will steal that blatantly.
Please do. It's true.
Awesome. And Michael Werner says, me at Twitter, if anyone cares, I will go follow you after I finish up with all of this things that we're doing here. Michael Werner at MONT3Verdi, V-E-R-D-I. So everyone go follow Michael Werner. And who said, no, everyone don't go follow Michael Werner, because he says the general theory translation of the translation company is, quote, book with jokes from Renato. Right. So Renato had a co-author. Just saying. And who do you think wrote those jokes? it is a book. It is funny. And there are a lot of Renato's jokes that you guys have been hearing for the last 20 years. I put them down to paper into a book, and I added some of my own. How do you know the difference? The funny ones are from me. The boring ones are from Renato. That's it. And with that, all right, I got my daily dig in at my business partner. So I think we are good to go here, John. Thank you so much. This is your first live stream, you said, and you are my first external live stream pop-up guest. And so thank you for being my guinea pig on that.
Hey, Tucker, I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure working with you. I know you're coming to Southern California. One of these days we're going to meet up, but a token of my appreciation is I'm going to send you a Flannery Sales Systems pen.
Oh, and
I know you don't have one of these, so I'll send one of those over to you.
I will feature it prominently here next to my on my bookshelf in the background. So I don't know if people can read it or not. So thank you. Just some housekeeping before we close up here, guys. If you're watching this live, great. Thank you for participating in the comments. If you're watching this afterwards, we're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or NIMSY's YouTube channel, then welcome. You can still join the conversations in the comments, so make sure to ping people into the conversation if they can get value from this. The Flannery Workshop is next week. It is 3 half days. It is virtual. It is great. I highly recommend it. All NIMSY sales team members go through the John Flannery Workshop. It is part of our standard onboarding process. And when we do that with our team members, we open it up to our clients, especially if there's extra seats, because we don't always have a bunch of team members to train. So we'll open it up to our clients. So if you're a NIMSY client, come on, you got special pricing. If you're not a NIMSY client, why not? You should come be one. And with that, I think I've gotten all my shameless plugs out of the way. Jonathan, keep it real.
Thanks so much, Tucker. Pleasure. Look forward to the next time to meet face to face. Thanks to everyone. Thank you, Melanie. Have a great day. We'll see you all next week.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.